Good morning. How are you all today?
Good.
Not so bad. Glad to have you here this morning. Thank you for your help this morning. Yara got to sweep some leaves this morning. It was fun. Yes, it was. I love art. And I think everyone should be doing art all the time. I think church is the perfect place for people to do art. So, I have a job for you this morning. The job is that you need to pass out, if you don't mind, if it's okay with you, I would love it if you would pass out crayons to everyone in the congregation.
Okay.
Can you manage that?
Yeah.
Can you do that? Yeah. It's not too big a job.
So I'm just going to give everybody one match.
I don't know. Everyone can have one crayon or five crayons, whatever you want to do. Are you ready to do that job?
Sure.
All right, pass them out.
Okay,
everybody gets one.
Okay.
Oh, I get one too? What's the problem?
Voila.
Does everybody have a crayon?
Yes.
What's the matter?
Crayons.
What do you mean there's not enough crayons?
We need to like stomp on them.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that. Because I'd have to clean it up. What should we do when there's not enough crayons? Oh, but not everybody gets one, though, right? Well, that's what happened when Jesus was there on the hillside with a whole bunch of people. And they says in the Bible, he had compassion on them. And they had been there all day. If you think I do a long sermon, they had been there all day listening to Jesus preach. And they'd been there so long, they were hungry. And they said, we need something to eat. And what did the disciples say?
You should go get some food for yourself.
Oh, look at Jesus. They say to Jesus, you know, Jesus, these people are hungry. Why don't we send them off into the village to go get a bento? And what did Jesus say? Feed them yourselves. And they brought, they said, but Jesus, we only have five crayons. There's not enough for everybody. And they brought, what, some bread and a little bit of fish. And Jesus blessed it. Was there enough? How did that happen?
Magic trick.
I don't think so. What was it? Costco.
Yeah. No,
says there in the Midrash, and Jesus said to the disciples, go to the Costco in Galilee and pick up some tortilla wraps.
No, go to Whole Foods.
It'll be awesome. No, Jesus blessed it. And not only was there enough there for everyone, there was plenty. 12 baskets left over. I've always found it interesting that there was so much when there seemed to be so little. So often we just look at the little tiny bit that we have and we say, it's not enough. We're not going to do it. But Jesus looks and Jesus sees something more. He sees a blessing and he blesses the food and there is enough. Now, I don't know how it happened. But what I do know is that it came because Jesus loved those people. He had compassion for them. And then there was plenty there. So maybe we didn't have quite enough crayons for everybody. But maybe Jesus saw these few crayons and found a different way. As Jesus does for us. And there's always enough. Let's pray. Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for your compassion and for your love. Teach us, O God, that you give us full and lovely lives, and help us, O God, to see with your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. You get the crayons.